started with gunfire and explosions. An unknown young army officer named Hugo Chavez trying to overthrow Venezuela's government. It was 1992. The coup flopped militarily, but it made Chavez a household name. An extraordinary political journey had begun. Chavez emerged from prison, and instead of shooting his way to power, he seduced his way. Venezuela's poor were angry. The system was broken, corrupt. People wanted radical change. Chavez won a landslide in the 1998 presidential election and was inaugurated on the 2nd of February, 1999. The new president had charisma and oil. Lots and lots of oil. As oil prices rose, he built new health clinics, schools, and subsidized grocery stores. The poor adored him. Chavez also made a friend in Havana. His bond with Fidel Castro was tight, almost like father and son. Venezuelan oil subsidies prop up Cuba's economy, and in return, Havana sends medical doctors and technical expertise. The president also forged alliances with Latin America's new generation of leftist leaders. And he hosted some celebrity friends in Caracas. Chavez also made enemies. At home, he fired thousands of striking oil workers and infuriated the middle class by pushing for a self-styled socialist revolution. Demonstrators demanded he resign and clashed with police. George Bush backed a coup against Chavez, but it backfired. The Comandante emerged stronger and really, really angry. He called Bush a devil, a donkey, an alcoholic, and Mr. Danger. And he ramped up his revolution.
Ahora vamos por el sí.
Ahora sí. Ahora vamos por el sí.
Chavez's 10th anniversary comes at a difficult time. Opposition is once again growing. Corruption and incompetence have left public services in tatters. Violent crime has soared, the streets are filled with rubbish, and hospitals are crumbling. Even some of the poor have turned against the president. And now oil prices are tumbling. There are tough times ahead for Chavez and Venezuela. But for now, Hugo Chavez is still popular and still powerful. He basks in the admiration of millions.
Why do you support President Chavez? For all the social programs he's carried out, for all he's done for Venezuela, for taking back our big companies, for all the support he's given to other countries, for establishing our food sovereignty. That is why he is our chief comandante.
El poder de la nación, no de la oligarca.